Norman city leaders discuss an ordinance that would allow temporary camping on residential property. And a new report places Oklahoma near the bottom for child well-being. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, June 10th. I'm Nick Daniels. The Norman City Council discussed an ordinance that would allow for camping on residential property as an alternative to unauthorized encampments. Hannah France has details.
In its Tuesday study session, the Norman City Council discussed a temporary emergency residential camping permit program, which would make it legal for property owners to allow up to two individuals to camp in their front yards. Ahead of the study session, multiple Republican and Democratic state lawmakers released statements objecting to the ordinance. At the study session, multiple council members said they were against the proposed ordinance, citing negative response from residents among their concerns. Ward 2 Councilmember Matthew Peacock said he appreciated the city staff's research, but he ultimately was against the proposal.
Turning over every rock, looking at every crazy idea, I think that's absolutely valid and worth the time, worth the exercise.
The ordinance was not on the agenda for the council's regular meeting later that evening. I'm Hannah France.
In this year's elections, voters will determine whether to keep their current state treasurer or elect a new one. Grayson Wheeler has details on the two Republicans and one Libertarian who are vying for the job.
Oklahoma's treasurer oversees banking services for the state. They also administer the state's unclaimed property program. Both Republican candidates are already state-level officers. Incumbent treasurer Todd Russ and term-limited state auditor and inspector Cindy Byrd. Byrd is a certified public accountant from Colgate. Her platform includes investing in tourism and the arts, increasing transparency in education spending, and tapering down reliance on federal funding. Russ is a banker and a former lawmaker from Cordell. As treasurer, he's prioritized investing in Oklahoma community banks rather than large financial institutions. The winner of the Republican primary will face Libertarian Kiefer Perry in November's general election. Perry lives in Broken Arrow and currently serves as the vice chair of the Oklahoma Libertarian Party. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The primary election is Tuesday, June 16th. Polling locations will be open Thursday through Saturday for early voting. A reminder to participate in a party's primary election, you must be a registered voter of that party. All registered voters in Oklahoma, including independents, are eligible to vote on State Question 832, the initiative to raise the state's minimum wage. The 2026 Kids Count Data Book puts Oklahoma in 44th place for child well-being. KGOU's Jack Walters has details.
Kids Count is a nationwide report of data collected by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The data is used to get a feel for how children are faring across the country. Oklahoma did not place in the top half for any of the four major categories. The state placed 30th in economic well-being, 37th in health, 43rd in family and community, and 48th in education. This places Oklahoma at 44th for overall child well-being, an improvement over last year's placement of 46th. Oklahoma scored 126 points in education, putting it ahead of only Alaska and New Mexico. The state's highest score was in economic well-being, but still below the national average. I'm Jack Walters.
Well, maybe you're going out to eat less. A survey by Oklahoma's State Chamber of Commerce found that restaurants are getting less business this year, thanks mainly to higher prices. Sabrina Thaler has details.
70% of respondents in a May survey said they had cut back some or a lot on eating at restaurants and ordering takeout over the past year. Rose State College political economy professor James Davenport says it makes sense that people aren't going out to eat as much.
It's one of those things that that's a controllable expense that households have that they can adjust to make up for the increased prices that they're paying in other places.
Federal tariffs and higher gas prices due to the war in Iran are driving up ingredient and equipment costs for restaurants. They're also impacting day-to-day expenses for customers. I'm Sabrina Thaler.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.